Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It is Sunday. Yay. And I'm so low. It's a brief show, 30-minute show, talking about our favorite game day meals. So thank you for joining. And congratulations to Jackson State. And congratulations to Oregon State for the win. Coach Prime, you are an awesome coach, and you and the Buffs are doing a great job. Keep doing what you do. It's just amazing to watch two Heisman Trophy contenders play against each other, I must say, and I know I'm not alone. But, yeah, so it's game day right now, game night tomorrow night. Yes. Football season is here, from student athletic to professional, and it is so awesome. And soon, NBA and MLB season will begin. So, wow. So, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Again, I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True.
I can't keep running, 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 running.
Pastor Don Jr. CEO. If you on Miss Thursday Night Show, check it out. Check it out. Check out the replay, the on demand, and that was the beginning of some of our awesome conversations and appearances on each other's shows. I look forward to being a guest on one of his media network shows. But awesome, awesome talk we had regarding the 60-second pitch, business pitch, and he brought one of his artists with him, and I told her I would keep her song on the playlist a while, and D Fosse, and I that song is just amazing. it stay in my mind. You can't help but dance and sing along with it. It's one of those sing-along songs. Yes, indeed. It's an awesome song. Yes. Woo! Again, big shout-out to Pastor Don Jr. CEO and all listeners globally and in the galaxy. Have you all heard about the astronaut Rubio, who's been in space over a year? He's returning back to Earth next week. And, you know, I'm always shouting out not only the global listeners here in the States and abroad, in Turk, Finland, in Canada, in Brazil, in Romania, in China, in Canada. Can't forget Canada. And all listeners, you know, in England and Nigeria and just all small towns, big cities, islands and villages and everywhere, caves and everywhere. And I also like to shout out those that are working in the galaxy, in the abroad as in the galaxy, astronauts working on at space stations. And I always wonder, I know they listen to podcasts, so astronauts and astronaut Rubio, we're looking forward to you returning back to Earth. He only intended to work for like 6 months. And for some reason, his assignment was extended another 6 months. And woo! And I seen an interview this morning where he said it would take a couple months for him to get readjusted to gravity, to being here on Earth. And I think he's married with 4 kids. And whatever program I was watching, Good Morning America or whatever, I want to give credit where the credit's due, but I've seen his story on different outlets. I know the question was asked if he had known it would be a little over a year would he accept the assignment. He said probably not, because it was some family events that were happening. But hey, he was already up in space when his assignment was extended. So we're looking forward to your return. I'm sure your wife and family, they're very proud of you, but they are so happy. We all are proud of you. We are very happy that you will be returning back to Earth soon. You know, I've always been fascinated with space studies. You all know that since I was a kid. I won't say I'm afraid of heights, but I am kind of afraid of heights. But I like tall things. I like to go up on tall, you know, elevators. And Reunion Arena in Dallas is like one of my favorite buildings. And I a couple of times I've been on top in that restaurant, past restaurant. I love it, the Revolving Restaurant. And when I go to New York, I mean, I look forward to going to the Empire State Building. But I've always been fascinated with space, so I'm just wondering if I'd do a Michael Strahan thing. And if I was offered a free ticket, would I fly up? You know, I'm that fascinated where I probably could. I don't know. But I props to astronauts and civilians who do travel to space. Something I've always been fascinated with since a little girl, and then seeing an actual UFO when I was in the third grade, you know, was fascinating. And then Ronald Reagan was, in my lifetime, Ronald Reagan was like the the president was in, that was into openly and regularly talking about space studies and different programs in the space shuttle fleet, you know, and all of that. So, president, people are open about talking about. I know we have some awesome space programs, but you know, really being more open about recreating and creating new extensive space program studies and like programs like the space shuttle fleet that we had. I'm sure something like that's in the works. Hey, something that I've been wanting to talk about, especially when Cousin Linda's on the show, I heard that there will be flying taxis like in San Diego or San Francisco soon. That is awesome. But I see that there are sort of pros and cons to the driverless cab, especially in San Francisco. So we must dedicate a show to talking about some of these new state-of-the-art inventions in transportation. Because Cousin Linda and I, we do enjoy talking about the transportation system. So I've just been seeing some headline stories recently regarding the flying taxis that will be introduced soon in San Diego or somewhere. But then I've been hearing stories of these driverless cab taxis. They've been good, but then also they haven't been good. In some areas, as in the GPS has been, like, redirected and stuff like that. But I think these are awesome inventions. Awesome. So let's talk about those real soon. Maybe Wednesday, during World Wednesday. Yeah. But some of my favorite football dishes are, like, meatballs and shrimp. My mother, late mother and I, we love to make this batter. And back, I need to find those couple of episodes where Mom shared some of her recipes. And I think we shared that recipe. I would share that recipe in the near future because, you know, it's the holiday season, you all, and we need to share our recipes and not wait till the day of for those of us that haven't tried to cook some dishes. Holidays is not today unless you're eating alone. And even when you're alone, you don't want to mess up your dish. You want it to be perfected. So those of us that will be trying to cook dishes that we've never cooked before or having a long time, we need to study and practice those dishes, like, right now. It's time now with games and special events and Halloween celebrations and Thanksgiving. Just celebrating the arrival of fall, this fourth quarter, just so many different type of events happen. Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah and all of that. Kwanzaa is important, and not to mention New Year's Eve. But my sister, she loves to cook like a little tail dip. She loves dips, cook dips. But I've shared many articles on yesterday regarding list of, like, favorite game day foods. And you can call in, too. You know, I've shared from Pioneer Woman, Southern Living, and since I'm in the Deep South of the United States, Mississippi, I will share from Southern Living from last month, August the 5th, 89 football party food recipes made for game day. And the article was composed by Southern Living editors. I love it when it's a team effort. In the South, game day food is just as important as the game itself. Fast food, wings, and grocery store veggie trays just won't cut it. All of our favorite football party food recipes into one go to game day collection. From dips like jalapeno popper dip to handheld like cheeseburger egg rolls, that should be good. These crowd-winning dishes deserve to be displayed on your tailgate spread. We find a wide assortment of grab-and-go snacks served best with eager football fans. So whip up a few of these easy recipes to be the talk of the tailgate, like our buffalo chicken dip, hook'em horns, our mini potato skins, gold tigers. Forget a touchdown. Everyone at the tailgate or watch party would cheer when they see that you made pulled pork nachos. Wow, that sounds good. And mini muffalettas. You can bet on our fried pickle chips and bacon bites. Then once your favorite team wins, celebrate with Spike Arnold Palmer and potato chip cookies. Get ready to kick off by preparing these easy-to-make grab-and-go recipes that are perfect for game day gatherings. And I have shared these articles that I am talking about, and it probably would be just this article with the short time that we have. Because this is a long list. Double fried gator bites with Georgia barbecue sauce. Tied to the game day at the University of Georgia. Gator bites are simply chicken nuggets that are set out on the tailgate spread. We think this homemade version beats the fast food variety. Then pulled pork nachos. The picture is beautiful. This party crowd pleaser comes together in just 15 minutes. With lots of opportunities for ingredient substitutions and variations. It's impossible to fumble this dish. Then there's the West Virginia pepperoni roll. A frozen dough is the secret ingredient that helps this classic West Virginia appetizer come together easily. You may want to double or triple this recipe for hungry tailgaters. Then number four, the broccoli, grape, and pasta salad. Yummy. This line of fresh pasta salad would be a welcome addition to offset the heavier dishes. This colorful salad is easy to transport to the tailgate, and thanks to sweet and tangy dressing, even easier to transport from the plate to the tailgater's mouth. Hot corn dip. That sounds good. If you show up to the game day party with this corn dip in hand, it'll guarantee that you're invited back for every game of the season. Plus, it's simple to make and easy to transport. And I've noticed on this list from Southern Living, most of the meals are delicious and they can come together in within 15 to 30 minutes. Cook the enemy gumbo, yummy. While this recipe calls for shrimp, you can add the meat of choice depending on your team's opponent. You can add chicken for the gamecock, pork shoulder for the razorback, and sliced brats for the dogs, or even gator. Tumors, lemonade, sheet cake. Whether you're visiting Auburn or not, you've likely heard of the famous lemonade that sold at Tumors Drugs. This cake was inspired by the lemonade and has plenty of lemon juice, as well as lemon zest on the ingredient list. Chicken nachos. And let me open up the chat. Some of you with listener profiles might be in the chat and fellow podcasters also. From right here at BTR, chicken nachos. Set out a sheet pan of these chicken nachos and your tailgate guests are sure to stout the joy. Rotisserie chicken makes this recipe extra easy. You can add all the toppings before you serve the nachos, or you can let people top their own. Then there's the air fryer lemon pepper chicken wings. These crispy wings are easy to make and tasty as good as any restaurant wings. Thanks to an air fryer, they're done in a flash and will fly off the platter in no time. We like them best with honey mustard dipping sauce. Then this is a childhood favorite, this one right here that I'm about to mention. And my late mother taught me how to make these when I was like 8 or 9 years old. No joke, I'm telling you. Slow cooker, grape jelly meatballs. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So delicious. No joke, you all, if you've never had it. Those of you that know, you know, don't you? You can't go wrong with this classic appetizer. Has been pleasing crowds for decades. Plus, they're made in a slow cooker so they stay warm until it's time to dig in, and they are so good. copycat Publix buffalo chicken dip. Thanks to the poached chicken, this copycat recipe, this might be even better than the original. This step takes the flavor of the chicken to the next level. Florida State Fried Chicken. Since the 1990s, this fried chicken has been a favorite of athletes at Florida State University. A honey drizzle is just the finishing touch of fried chicken meat. $1 million dip. Think of this dip as an easier version of a cheese ball. It comes together with just 6 ingredients and a little bit of stirring rather than forming into a ball. Then there's the Grove-worthy pimento cheese sandwiches. While the name of these sandwiches implies that they're suitable for tailgating, the Grove in Austin, Mississippi, we think they'd be welcome at any other game day gathering as well. Yeah, they're very popular here in Mississippi. One time, one of my friends catered at the party. I was the coordinator for Crossroads Film Festival for music video showcase and after events, after party and putting together panel discussions and after party. And I know one year one of my friends just retired her catering business. it was she and her daughters, oh my God, they can cook so well. I know she had made some of those. I know they're real popular here in Mississippi anyway. Dill pickle dip, refrigerated for up to 3 days. So it's great to make a head option for the busy weekend. Then there's the smoky sweet baked beans. That's a favorite of mine. Yum, yum, yum. I love, well, let me read this. A game day cookout isn't complete without at least one casserole dish filled with baked beans. You'll know these beans are ready to come out of the oven when the edges start to bubble. Wow. I love me some baked beans, especially brown sugar. Muddy Buddy Mix. Muddy Buddy Mix is the perfect game day snack for fans who have a sweet tooth. Plus, you don't have to turn on the stove or oven to pull it together. Guacamole. Yummy. I love guacamole. If you're short on time, you can pull this party dip together in just 15 minutes. So you don't have to show up empty-handed, right? Right. Kentucky bourbon balls. These no-bake candies are chocolatey version of thick bourbon balls. You can also make them without the alcohol, but it would change the flavor. Alabama Yellow Hammer cocktail. Woo! The image looks delicious. With 4 different types of liquor on the ingredient list, woo! This game day drink, made famous by Gillette in Tuscaloosa, packs a strong punch. I know it does. Rotel sausage dip. This is a favorite of my sister. She loves to make Rotel dip. It's very good, too. And a former coworker of mine, I know she made some good Rotel dip before. It's not a game day party without this 6-ingredient dip. Serve this meaty Velveeta dip with scoop chips, and you're ready to go. Then ham and cheese platters. Yummy. Throw this bake in the oven for easy handheld delight. Hawaiian rolls and a grilled cheese with chimp tuggins until the platter's empty. Football cake. Yeah. No party is complete without a cake. And this football-shaped dessert can be enjoyed by fans of all teams. Baked BLT dip. Yummy. We can never say no to a BLT. This recipe lets us get all the delicious flavors from the sandwich in one scoop. Then there's the beer cheese fondue. Serve up this piping hot fondue with bratwurst, steamed broccoli florets, roasted Brussels sprouts, and roasted fingerling potatoes for dipping. And you've got a game day crowd pleaser. This dip is decadent with just enough lager to make it an ideal tailgate snack. We have a couple more minutes for live streaming. And they can go on another like 10 minutes after that. Then there's Tiger Tea. This boozy version of an Arnold Palmer is synonymous with game day in Baton Rouge. Buffalo's chicken platters. Could Hawaiian rolls and tender buffalo chicken possibly get any better with Colby Jack and blue cheeses, plus fresh fixings like lettuce, pickle, onion, and tomato? The answer is embedded. Jalapeno popper dip. If several jalapenos are a hit at your usual gathering, this dip would be a winning surprise. Cheesy and spicy, this dip has all the kicks of a handheld popper, but with extra points for creamy texture. Dry rub smoked chicken wings. If the wings are good, so is the party. This Pitmaster approved recipe packs in the paprika, which I love, and uses a smoker for a dry rub wings good enough to steal the show from the quarterback. Cook low and slow for tender wings. Bulldog Tequila Negroni. This cocktail recipe requires just four ingredients and it's just the right shade of red for Georgia games. Game day. Okay, slow cooker buffalo chicken dip. Let your slow cooker do the work for you, and soon enough you'll have party-worthy dip that's creamy with a kick. We use Frank's Red Hot, but feel free to use your favorite hot sauce. You know, like what Cousin Linda and I discussed, figure what the recipe say. bacon, pimento, guacamole is always good, yes indeed, but this southern style version will blow the rest out of the stadium. Combine three fan favorites for a game-changing dip recipe. Deviled egg, that was another favorite of mine, of my family's growing up. Deviled eggs are welcome addition to any southern gathering. Forget the football teams playing, the real rivalry is one between Duke's Mayo and Hellman. Which will you choose for the yolk filling? Bacon bow tie crackers. We suggest at least doubling this two-ingredient recipe for your game day crowd. It's impossible to eat just one of these buttery crackers and salty homemade brownies. Oh, my God. Yummy. Skip the box mix and impress your game day crowd with homemade brownies. Strawberry pretzel jello salad. This nostalgic dish will never go out of style. Creamy, fruity, and with a salty punch on top from the pretzels, this dish will always be welcome at game day gatherings. Buffalo chicken pinwheels. These pinwheels have all the fixings found with your typical buffalo chicken dip, but with the ease of a handheld vessel. Finally, a pastry that goes great with beer. Quesadillas at El Pastor. You all know I butcher my words. the easy crowd pleases. Add smoked shredded pork, but upgrade and slightly sophisticated version. Please excuse me. Fried chicken sliders with pimento and cheese. I know two southern staples in one slider. Yes, please. Your game day guests will love the crispy chicken, and pimento cheese takes the slider to the next level. Honey barbecue chicken wings. Yummy. These wings may be messy to eat, but they're worth it. We promise. The secret ingredient, apple cider vinegar. It takes the sauce to the next level. Potato chip cookies. These are your favorite childhood cookie with a salty twist. Keep these cookies in the fridge to ensure the chocolate doesn't get too melty before the tailgate. Pizza pepper poppers, ready in just 30 minutes. Most of these recipes are ready within 30 minutes. Ready in just 30 minutes. These finger foods are great as an after-school snack, complementing a good game. Cheese and pepperoni work hard to make sure it's unlike any other stuffed pepper you've had. Pull apart pizza bread. Instead of ordering pizza, serve this bread with your favorite marinara sauce, a savory Italian take on monkey bread. This biscuit-based butt snack is a crowd pleaser worthy of its own touchdown dance. Game day chili, yummy. A cool fall Saturday isn't complete without a big batch of chili. Simmering in your Dutch oven, ground chuck spices, and a bottle of dark beer will become a go-to recipe and fill your home with a savory aroma that you'll come to associate with game day. then sausage balls. You're only 3 ingredients away from the perfect party snack. Sausage balls are a great salty bite for any occasion, so you know you can rely on them to satisfy at the tailgate. Pecan praline dip. Switch it up from the salty dishes with the decadent dessert dip. Serve it up with vanilla wafers to satisfy every sweet tooth in attendance. Savory bacon Dutch bacon. We're digging this bacon cheddar dish that is perfect for game day brunch. This fluffy pancake is best served right out of the oven in your cast iron skillet. Yes, indeed. Love the cast iron skillet. Spike Arnold Palmer. Add a little bourbon to this classic sipper for a spirited game day drink. If you have kiddos at your tailgate, you can easily make 2 batches, one with bourbon and one without. Then there's homemade onion dip. Once you try this homemade recipe, you'll never use the packets again. Char Vidalio, onions, and fresh chives jolt the classic party dip into the end zone. Beer can chicken. My brother-in-law, my sister's husband, father of children, he uses a beer recipe for some of his barbecue chicken. Yeah, I remember back in the day. 2 game day staples come together to create a classic grilled dish. Grab your favorite game day beer and some spice rub to guarantee that your chicken is tender and flavorful. Cheddar cheese straws. These are the perfect party snacks. They're especially easy to make and travel well. You only need 6 ingredients for this go-to snack, and odds are you already have them. Cauliflower wings. I have some cauliflower. Use cauliflower to make your new favorite rendition of buffalo wings. These coated cauliflower add flair to any vegetable platter with other raw veggies and ranch dressings. And what's cool are these recipes that are on this list. They're good for vegans and vegetarians also, not just meat lovers. Spinach artichoke dip. We love this indulgent dip, and we know your guests will too. Add frozen artichokes to your classic spinach dip recipe and thank us later. Oh, you all. It's your birthday. Guess what came with it? Hot flashes. I see what Sherry Shepherd often talks about. Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, I just started getting them after my birthday last month. Creamy overnight fruit salad. I love fruit salad. Say hello to a lighter yet still delicious dish you can make the night before the big game. Making this fruit salad overnight is key to letting the flavors marinate to perfection. Super quick chili. Slice the tops from hearty round dinner rolls and then let guests hollow out centers and spoon super quick chili into them. Keep the chili warm in a slow cooker during the game so everyone can grab more on commercial breaks. Hop and John Hush Puppies. And yummy, I love Hush Puppies. A low country classic is transformed into a crispy, satisfying fritter. A tomato corn relish seals the deal for the hybrid snack. Yes, indeed. And next, Sloppy Cola Joe Dogs of Heaven. Sloppy Cola Joe Dogs is a delicious and convenient way to enjoy making a mess. Our test kitchen couldn't get enough of these new sloppy joes and living with a splash of cola, which gives the ground beef a sweet boost that plays well off the filling spices. You'll love these even more when you add your favorite coleslaw for crunch and color. Pepper cheese dip. Twice the pepper for twice the fun. Pepper jelly and bacon top this cheesy jalapeno dip. Serve it piping hot or at room temperature. Then there's Uncle Jack's mac and cheese. I love mac and cheese. This cafeteria style mac and cheese recipe is full of comfort and flavor. Fit for a crowd, this mac dish comes together in a slow cooker and will taste just like grandma used to make. I have a TikTok friend. And she's in Chi-Town, and she's a spiritual advisor, too. But she is well-known in Chi-Town. She is Queen Mac and Cheese. I mean, she can make mac and cheese like any kind of way. I can't wait to get some of that mac and cheese that she cooked. But you all look at this Southern Living article and other articles that I share because you can tap on the recipes. Sancho balls are a favorite Southern finger food. This recipe offers a delicious spin using sweet potatoes to make this appetizer stand out. Mini black bean and cheese enchiladas. These bite-sized enchiladas are the solution to a mess-free yet delicious appetizer. Not your average labor-intensive enchilada. These miniatures come together in just 3 steps and 30 minutes. Mini potato skins. These potato skins will be a hit at any watch party. Made with only 5 ingredients, these handhelds are convenient and delicious with a beer occupying your other hand. Fried pickle chips. Crispy pickle chips are always a hit with any crowd. Roll House Kick sauce with mayo, chili sauce, ketchup, vinegar, sriracha, Worcestershire will punch the pickles to the next level. A cheeseburger egg roll is a special sauce. These egg rolls to satisfy burger cravings during game days. Cheeseburger egg rolls is a special sauce. Make these egg rolls to satisfy your burger cravings during game days. Dip in our special sauce, a delicious combination of multiple go-to condiments. This snack will send your normal burger takeout order scrambling. Okay, creamy crab dip. A fresh take on an old, I'm trying to get all of them in before the time runs out. A fresh take on an old classic. This ultra creamy dip is heavenly. We know you'll want to eat the whole thing, but let everyone else at the tailgate have some too. Mini muffalettas, cheese, cold cuts, and pickled vegetables. Fill these mini sandwiches. You can prepare these platters the day before the party, then watch them fly off the plate come game day. Slow cooker beef nachos. Nachos are a great way to get a bite of all this recipe has to offer. But with a slow cooker beef this good, there's lots of wiggle room for delicious snacks. Perfect as a bowl game party bite, you can also serve this recipe in splatter bowls of your favorite sandwich toppers. Sweet and salty snack mix. This mixture has it all to fulfill both salty cravings and a sweet tooth. Stuff this snack mix into waffle cones for pretty presentation. Slow cooker beef splatters of pickled peppers. Rev up your slow cooker the night before. On game day, tote it to the game. Plug it in and let your crowd build their own sandwiches. Awesome. Husk barbecue cheesy collard green dip. Oh, my God. I would love that. Yeah, I believe I've had that before. Yep, it's just as good as it sounds. No need to pull out all the fixings for a barbecue meal when you can just have this dip at your tailgate instead. Sweet heat hot dog. It is a tailgate with some grilling involved. Right. It's especially down here in the deep south. Kick up your regular hot dogs with this spicy sweet recipe with sriracha, sweet hot pickles and cabbage. Easy barbecue shrimp. Oh, yes. On Facebook, right before I came on air, the question was asked to name your food. Without saying where I'm from, share the food. I said barbecue on everything and seafood. I almost said Cajun seafood, but I changed it to just seafood. But we put barbecue on everything. Simple but always popular for a party, barbecue shrimp is a sure fire snack to keep everyone happy at the tailgate. The hot flash is over, so I'm putting my little jacket back on because I have my air on because it's still, well, in the 90s here in Mississippi. We have fall morning and summer afternoon, you know, but it's been cloudy, but the rain didn't come. Score the shrimp with a cocktail pick and serve with some tobacco sauce to bring the heat to your game day spread. Then there's cookie dough egg rolls. Finger food is ideal for any game day function. These cookie dough egg rolls are easy to make and easy to enjoy before heading to the stadium to cheer on your favorite team.
Then it's the slow cook barbecue chicken sandwiches. Using your slow cooker will help chicken. A lot of slow cooker recipes. I love crock pot slow cookers. Using your slow cooker will help chicken fall off the bone with no effort. Pickled peppers, onions, and simple slaw. Take this sandwich recipe to the next down. Cherry wine, cherry cupcakes, and cherry swirl. Every game day lineup needs a sweet treat. These cherry wine, cherry cupcakes are reminiscent of summer days and oh so delicious. Oh, yeah. Hello, fall. Summer, by summer, hello, fall. But, you know, we have a the best of both worlds here in the Deep South. Like I said, fall mornings and summer afternoons. Buffalo chicken bites. If you don't want to go through the mess of eating wings, make these buffalo chicken bites. And I am a fan of boneless to your guests for mess-free eating experience. Serve a ranch or blue cheese with a full buffalo wing experience without the sticky fingers. Smoky snack mix. Pack festive baggies of this snack mix for your guests to take with them and stand. It's the best salty treat to have on hand for halftime. Oh, yeah. Cowboy pasta salad. Yummy. Offer this cowboy pasta salad. Pasta salad at the tailgate as a refreshing chill side that still packs the heat. Taco-inspired ingredients, including black beans, jalapenos, and cilantro make for a pasta salad with tang to spare. Then there's the bacon-wrapped potatoes with quasso blanco dip. If this name of this dish alone doesn't convince you of this game day potential, we don't know what will. Keep it warm in the slow cooker until it's ready to be scooped up to pair with salty, starchy, baked barbecue, baby back ribs with bourbon barbecue sauce. Yes, baby. Just a hint of bourbon flavor elevates the baby back ribs for a barbecue main that would stand out at any tailgate. With only 30 minutes of hands-on time, these ribs would be fall off the bone tender. Then there's the Frito pie. Turn your favorite corn chips into a meal by adding chili, a delicious take on a feel-good classic. No game day will be complete without heart helping or two. Party poppers. Simply named, they're called party poppers for a reason. We think they're essential for any festivity. If your tailgate spread is in need of a Hail Mary, these wrap and stuffed peppers will do the trick. Quasso-filled mini peppers. If a recipe involves quasso, odds are it's a winner. Quasso-stuffed peppers, though, are a game changer. You may have to play defense on these party favorites or they'll be gobbled up before the end of the first quarter. Meatball sliders with tomato sauce. I love me a meatball. I never met a meatball I didn't like, nor a pizza, or a meatloaf, or a pot roast. tender meatballs and tangy sauce are winning combos that come together even better in a portable slider. Place the miniatures under the broiler with some cheese to sack any doubts that this is an ordinary sandwich. Bacon bites. Oh, they look so cute. Bacon, brown sugar, and breadsticks, say less. Make these once and they'll be requested on every Saturday for the rest of the football season. Deviled potatoes, yummy. Why choose between deviled eggs and potato salad? When combined, these two Southern classic appetizers are a force to be reckoned with at any game day gathering. Petite sweet potato biscuits with pulled pork and slaw. Pulled pork and sweet potato biscuits are the quarterback and center you never knew you needed. Add some slaw, and that's the winning play. Stovetop bacon popcorn, yummy. Popcorn is for the cinema, but bacon popcorn is for the stadium. Pop your kernels on the stove, add crispy bacon crumbles, and make this recipe your own with variations like maple and glazed pecans or smoked chili garlic. Then, bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers. This is the last on the list. Party poppers have it all, from a creamy inside to a crunchy outside, and even smoky bacon flavor. Removing the seeds from the peppers before wrapping them ensures that these snacks aren't too hot to enjoy. And I will reshare on social media, but I did share this article, and also the Pioneer Woman had an awesome list that I shared on yesterday. Good Housekeeping and Taste of Home. All right, so I shared on yesterday, and I'll reshare this article from Southern Living of 89 football party food recipes. And Taste of Home had a list of 59, Good Housekeeping a list of 37, and the Pioneer Woman had some awesome recipes to 50. So I did, those of you that are with me on my social media, you've seen those articles that I did share on my Facebook and Twitter and so on. So I thank you all. I do believe I have on the promo my TikTok. So follow me. I follow you back. I do believe I have my Tumblr, bestentrepreneur.tumblr.com. I believe I have that on the promo also. So I thank you all, those of you that interact with me on social media. I hope you enjoyed this list of, like, favorite game, you know, game dishes. The list goes on and on, right? So we should have a lot of things to talk about, and I appreciate you all when you call in, also when you chat in the chat room. And the call-in number is 516-595-8255. It's not open now, but, you know, you can save it or write it down, and it's always on the promos also, 516-595-8255. You can call in and listen. You press 1 to signify if you would like to join the talk, you'd like to make a comment. Remember to email us at cultureshock@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. KULTRE. Hey, y'all okay?
It's different without Sylvester with us. I miss Sylvester.
You okay, Nico?
I miss Sylvester. I'm trying to send a good news to y'all. Be drinking your water.
Okay.
Drink your water. Drink your water. You'll make me fall, baby. We're your little teddy bear. Ah! Here, you have my phone. Taking your little stuffed animal too far. Oh, okay. I thought it was too far. Good girl. Good girl. Bentley, how you doing, baby? Give me that tail. Give me that tail. I'm a phone.
Mm.